Welcome to the Tribunal. I'm Danny with Chris Wern.
There's a white whale.
And Jameson.
Show me the way to go home.
We just watched part one of TJ's final of the Challenge 40 Battle of the Eras. We saw a shitload of swimming, Jenny start to have a psychotic break, and Kylan desecrate TJ's signage. We're going to do Killed It or Send It Home, Jameson's Juicy Deets, and MVPs and Losers. But first, Chris, everyone knows you have to be able to swim on the challenge, but is this too much swimming?
For me, no, because I think you just said it. Everybody has to be able to swim on the challenge. It is part of the show. Yes, usually it's only part of a couple dailies. Maybe it makes its way into a final in some way, but you got to be able to swim. And if you can swim a little bit, you could probably swim a decent amount. Especially they give you flotation devices. Often they have life vests. To me, I think it's an essential. It's something you really got to be able to do. And it's, I'm almost like, if you're a really good swimmer and you're on the challenge and you have to run a lot in the final, like, well, then too bad. You got to run a lot in the final, you know? I'm sure running is not everybody's thing, yet it's something everybody's got to do. So I don't know. For me, I don't see a problem with it at all. I think it's all fair game.
Jameson?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's too much swimming, but it's there's too much of something in this finale. It just kind of feels very repetitive. It's just kind of like it's missing like a twist or a turn that I don't know what it is, and maybe it's not necessarily the swimming that's kind of dragging on. I think that it's that repetition of each, you know, challenge. Personally, on a personal level, I don't know how you guys feel. It's just like, okay, like they swim, then they run, then they swim back. They swim, then they run, then they go. And I know they're doing puzzles and all that, but it's just it's missing a little bit of that change up. And hopefully as we go into, you know, day two, and I like the overnight, you know, I love making them delirious, making them stay up, counting coins. I'm digging that. They could have chose a better song to repeat over and over again. But I think that the swimming aspect is just adding to that repetition. And so then it kind of just becomes, you know, frankly, lack of a better word, boring, because I'm just like, okay, like I get it, you know? So I don't know. That's just my kind of take on it. I get it. It makes sense. I like the boat aspect. I like being on the boat is the home base and all that, but I wish there was just a little bit more of a switch up.
Yeah, I guess that's my issue with it. Like, I think, well, I don't feel bad for, say, Kylan, because you need to be able to swim. I think immediately it became clear, like, all right, like this person probably can't win now because of the swimming. And that kind of sucks that unless day two is radically different, there's no way for him to make up time. I don't think there's any way for Tori to make up time. I don't think there's any way for Rachel to make up time. And that kind of sucks because those are three of the most athletic people we have on the show. And the swimming alone is taking them out of it. Again, I'm not sure I feel bad for them, but as a viewer, I would like everybody to feel like they have a shot at this.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a really good point. It really has taken, I mean, Kylan, I was just shocked. Like, I mean, I knew he wasn't a great swimmer. You said that before, but like, I didn't think he would be, you know, just last place every time.
Well, the other reason I don't feel bad for him is, as Chris said, they have a flotation device.
Yeah.
I don't know why somebody, and you know, they don't want him to win, but like, treat that thing as a kickboard, get it out in front of you and just kick. And he would be doing so much better. He's like, all arms, he can't really swim, and it's taking him longer than it would take a child that knows how to use a kickboard at this point.
Yeah, you know what, the one thing I will say this about the swimming, I don't have a problem with it, however I wish it was more of a theme throughout the rest of the season. If you know, like, and I get that there's a location change. However, the location doesn't feel that radically different other than like it's on the water, but you're still in like the same temperate climate zone, whatever.
Right.
If there was more swimming throughout the entire season, I don't feel as bad about it. You know, like it feels like if when they have the mini final and they don't do swimming as part of that, that to me is like a little wrong. I think if you're going to have a final that is so heavily based on swimming, it should be incorporated throughout the season. Otherwise, it just feels a little random.
That's a
But
great call. A mini final by design is supposed to weed out the people not cut out for a final. If they had done a mini final with swimming, Kylan might not be on the show anymore.
yeah.
I mean, even if they did some of these things, if it was like, the stand-up paddle boards, because they've done things like that pat in the past of this season, right? The first challenge was those teacups or whatever. I don't think they shot on that. I think they had a paddle board thing for one challenge. So like some kind of like boat or personal flotation boat kind of thing, I think would be fine. I mean, I don't mind that there's a lot of swimming. I just think it should be incorporated throughout the season if that's like how you're going to heavily decide the final. Which, to be honest, though, too, we don't even know exactly how much weight is being put in the karma votes versus like their performance, like the points for each checkpoint, either, you know?
Another problem I have is because we don't know exactly how this karma vote's going to come into play, we don't know who's in the lead at any given time. We can sort of guess based on how they're finishing. It's never happened, but I still have this dream of like a final ending and like a photo finish type thing. And now we know that's not going to happen. We have to wait for everybody to finish. So already you're going to take some drama out of this no matter what.
Yeah, totally. Especially because we don't know what those karma votes are. It would be one thing if they revealed to the fans, not the players, like, hey, this is how the karma vote is going. And so then you have a little bit of an idea of like, oh shit, like they're behind, but it's okay because they could. And I get why they're keeping it from us a little bit, but and back to this swimming thing, I will say, I looking back on all the finales, I can't remember like a water-based one like this ever. And so I give them props for doing something different and doing something that is, unique. And I mean, back like Tori, poor Tori, she's been swimming for fucking, 24 hours straight pretty much. Like she was in the water for 3 hours just treading. Like that's not, I mean, take it from a guy who swam in the Mediterranean a couple times. It's hard to tread the water, man. It's no joke. So I get why she's cooked right now, but it's just, you're right, Danny. I hate that it kind of takes a lot of players out of it.
No, and I think to your point too, maybe it'd be better if it wasn't the 40th season. Like this feels like such a monumental season. Like maybe you stick with something that is a little more traditional for a final because it feels so, I mean, yeah, it's 40th, right? I mean, it feels monumental, especially with all these different eras and just the way it's gone. It's been so stacked, the competition. It feels like you should have a more tried and true kind of final where, we haven't even seen any eating yet. I mean, that could happen tomorrow, I suppose, or tomorrow, the next episode, the final episode there. And we didn't have any mid-final elimination, which I don't think is going to happen. But there's like some of these elements that feel like they're just kind of missing, which is, maybe next season you do the water final.
Yeah, I sort of expected like almost like a greatest hits of finals for the 40th. Like, hey, we did this in the first ever final, so we're bringing this back. And this was one of the, you know what I mean? Like, almost like,
Like each
that's what I
era.
thought they would do, like each era, like the most popular thing, like standing on the boat on the log, like whatever it is, like bringing that back. Because that would make sense, but.
So let's talk positives here. Jameson, you love when the final includes torture. You're a huge torture guy. You always have been.
Always happen
So is this hitting the spot for you in any way?
a little bit. I mean, I do feel like, yeah, like let's go. Like you're tired. Keep going. And I love Jenny at the end. That was probably my favorite part of the episode, was her kind of losing it and being a little baby. And because like just when I love the moments in every finale when it's like just when you think like, all right, it's time to rest, you got to eat some fucking testicles or something. And like I love like when they really, keep piling it on, because that's what a final is. You gotta like, what are you made of? But for but I think because of the repetition, it doesn't feel like holy shit, like chill out, Teach. You're pushing them too hard, bud. It kind of just, I don't know, it's missing that kind of intensity, I guess, because even Bananas just like, yeah, I'll catch up eventually. I'm just gonna take my time. Like, I want that fire. Jordan has it. Jordan is like a menace, man. Like, he's on another level right now. But on a torture scale, I'm gonna give it a 6.8, a 6.8.
And you're looking for an 11.
10.0. I
Yeah.
want blood. I want, puke. We got some puke.
Which
Yeah,
the
well.
puke didn't even seem like seasickness. It seemed like he swallowed too much ocean water, right?
Yeah.
What was that? I mean, he's just puking up water.
Yeah, just picking up water.
Yeah. Yeah, the torture aspect of this, yeah, it doesn't seem too bad. I do think there are moments in between, obviously, like when they're moving from location to location and they have to stand in their circle and you're standing on a boat and you're just kind of hanging by your hands, like I do think it's all grueling. It just isn't as just not it doesn't have the visual spectacle, I think, of like torture, like you're talking about Jameson, like seeing the blood and stuff. It's like, the worst injury was like Kylan getting his hand cramp, where you want to see the sweat and the tears and that kind of stuff, and it's not really coming across on camera so much,
No.
other than Jenny like starting to go delirious a little bit and Jordan like telling her to stop, which I thought was hilarious.
The other thing I miss, and maybe we'll get to this because they haven't slept yet, and maybe they won't at all, but like I like when somebody finishes first, like you get a cot, and then the second place gets a sleeping bag, and like the other
Yeah.
person has to stand there the rest of the like, so maybe that'll come, but I'm missing that form of torture too.
More torture.
Let's do Killed It or Send It Home, Chris.
These final episodes are always hard for the Killed It Send It Home, but obviously they had to sing the Show Me the Way to Go Home song, which had to be a callback to Jaws. And I was just wondering what you guys felt about Jaws the movie, Killed It or Send It Home. Is it a great movie, one of the best of all time, or is it just terrible?
Killed it. 10 out of 10. I watch it every summer. I love Jaws. I was even wondering, since I'm such a Jaws fan, if the Counting Money was a shout out to Jaws. Because in it, Quinn says to Richard Dreyfuss's character, I forget his name in it, but he's like, "You got city hands, you've been counting money your whole life." And I didn't know if that was a little shout out to it, but I love the song choice because of Jaws.
I mean, I interesting. I for a long time I didn't really care for Jaws. I was kind of like, I don't know, old 80s. I'm like, I don't care for that. I'm not gonna watch it. And then, I got married to an East Coast woman who loves Jaws, and her family loves Jaws. It's like this thing. Like, in the summer, it's like, we gotta watch Jaws. It's the summer, and it's become this kind of tradition where I feel like we've watched it every summer the last few. And so I like it now. I mean, I'm not like, oh yeah, Jaws, like fucking Danny over here, but I think it's a solid movie, so I'm gonna kill it. I think it's definitely in the top, 200 movies ever made.
200, come on. Every scene's perfect.
Where are you ranking it, Danny? In the top what?
I don't know. That's like too big, but like if we're just talking Spielberg movies, I have it at
Oh,
least in his top three.
yeah.
I think I go Raiders of the Lost Ark before this, but then I think I go
That's a good
Jaws.
one.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to say Killed It. I think it's one of those movies where like so many great things. I mean, look, I don't know. The actors that are in it, obviously, when it was made is like a little, before my time. However, it just feels like all the elements come together really well. Spielberg's incredible director, but then the music is so good. The score is so good. It definitely does have an East Coast thing to it. I don't know what that is, Jameson. There is some kind of East Coast, like maybe because it takes place in Massachusetts or whatever. But like, I have friends from home. Like, I have a friend from home who has like the tattoo of the little stick figure jaw, like shark and the
Yeah.
guy on the, and like I've seen that on other, not just him, but like I've seen that in other places. Like people really love that movie on the East Coast. I don't really understand why. It's a great movie. I'm not getting a tattoo like that on my body, but or wearing a shirt with that either. However, fantastic movie. So gotta say, killed it.
Jameson?
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking, you're right, Chris. It is kind of tough to find a good kill them sitting home on these. I want your guys' opinion on the two episode finale. It seems like more and more they're doing that every year. Sometimes it feels like they're stretching a lot of scenes when you could kind of, compact it a little bit. Do you want one hard hit, killed it? I like two episode finale, send it home. I want one hard hitting, just all in one kind of finale.
I'll actually kill it on the two episode. 2 seasons ago, we had a three episode one, and
Ooh.
that was terrible. It was the like, it's a 100 hour final, and it was terrible. So the two, I think it kind of needs it, especially if you're gonna split it into 2 days. I feel like I like the story arc of it. It doesn't mean that it's always good and worthy of it, but I think like in a perfect world, 2 episodes feels right to like capture the what should be the immensity of a final.
Yeah, I agree with that. The two episode finale, because I want to see all the things that are happening. I know sometimes things get cut. I remember the season that Jenny won. It was one of the deets that you brought, Jameson, was that there was like two
Oh yeah.
little things that got cut from that finale. But I want to see the things of like Jordan yelling at Jenny because she's being annoying to everybody when they're trying to count coins. Like those things I think I want to see. However, I'm 100% with you, Danny. The three episodes is way too much. I think they do the two episodes to try to keep it. Well, obviously they want you to watch more so they can sell more ad space, but I think they just try to make some kind of drama cliffhanger thing, try to get you to come back. You're not sure who's going to win. I mean, this is part of my problem with the finales is like, you just, even if there is a clear person who's out front at the end of day one, they always structure it that like the next episode, like the final episode, it's anybody's game. It's always done that way. Like, it's almost like, it's kind of like sub finale and actual finale, it's not really like a all connected thing. They always make it so it's close, so it almost doesn't matter. But I just want to see those moments. What did they have to go through? I want to understand how tired they are on that final day when we watch that last episode. So I'm gonna say killed it.
I'm gonna kill it too. I just want them to structure it a little differently. Like, I think it would be really cool if that first episode of the two, we don't know who is really leading at all, or some kind of thing where, they finish at a different checkpoint, or they finish at a different finish line, and it's like they all got in, but we don't know who's in the lead, who, what's going on. Like, give some mystery to it, give some like lure to it, versus like, okay, cool. So Jenny and Jordan are gonna win? Cool. All right, sick. Like, you just like know after the first kind of ch like challenge. Or like, is there like, a way where you're like, okay, this third, challenge of the day, like you can win double time or some shit, or if you win it, or I don't know. Like, I know that can cause, because if Jordan wins again, it's fucking over. But I just think that there's some structure things that could really help it. But I get the two episodes. I think the two episodes can work. Three is way fucking too much. But yeah, that's where my head's at.
I guess that's what they're hoping the karma vote is for people. Like they're holding this over our heads, like, hey, it's anybody's game because of the karma vote. And let me say, if Jordan continues to dominate like this and he loses because of a fucking karma vote, then the karma vote counts for too much. So I know he keeps acting like that's going to be the case. It better be pretty minimal in the grand scheme of this.
I can't imagine it's gonna do much.
So the prizing in this, they broke it down. They said third place gets 25 grand, before taxes. And I was thinking, geez, that is rough. So I ask you to kill it or send it home if you would subject yourself to 2 days of this for what will amount to about $12,000. And you have to be filmed. It's gone out to everybody.
It's being televised.
Yeah.
So you have to guarantee that like if you like I'm gonna get 30, like you no matter what you're getting 12K. Like
Yeah,
it's not
and
like if
then
I
there's
work
no,
harder.
right, there's no chance of you getting 400. It's like you're signing up to make X by finishing this thing.
Oh man.
12K. I mean, I gotta ask, like, do I still have my job when I come back home? Like, is this
Yeah, let's say you still have your job no matter what. There's nothing you could do to
Yeah, so it's just the
embarrass
isolation.
yourself or sully your
And
name
I
by
can do it at my own pace, right? Like I don't gotta like, I can just like, all right, to
I mean,
backstroke a
yeah,
little
but at some point you're gonna want to get this shit over with.
Sure. I feel like for what we saw, I'm gonna say, oh, I'm tempted to say I'd do it for the 12K, but I think it's probably somewhere between the 12 and 75, but like maybe 20K.
Right? It's definitely, for me, it's definitely no less than $12,000 to do
Right.
this.
I mean, like
Oh, yeah.
the nature of this one, other than the counting coins, like that whole end bit is like what throws me. The rest of the challenge so far, I think in a weird way, I'm like, it seems kind of fun. The whole time I was watching, I was like, I would like this. I would like to be in this finale. Like, I'd like to do this swimming. The running, I mean, I know it's all intense and my body probably can't handle it like it could have 10 years ago, but I'm like, this final feels like a final I would do well in if, all things given, if, whatever. I would be into it. Especially because there's no eating. So yeah, I'm tempted to be like, yeah, 12K. I mean, like, listen, that's way more than what I get paid for 2 days of work now, and I get a hell of a workout. So, but I mean, I don't know what's the second day,
And keep in mind that all eight of them right now look absolutely miserable.
They do. I mean, that
Oh
is true.
yeah, it would suck.
Yeah, I don't know. The other thing too is like there hasn't been anything that seems like, I mean, look, you could get injured doing anything. There just hasn't been anything that seems like, oh, you could totally like tear ACL doing that. You know what I mean? Where like I feel like we've seen things in finals before where it looks a bit more dangerous per se. So I'm gonna say, oof. Now I'm gonna up it though. Now that you just brought that up though, it's like I'm gonna say 30K.
Jameson?
I need to up it a little bit because no, who's to say too? I mean, Chris, yeah, I could see you doing it and rocking it out. Danny and I, fucking, we'd get into that second checkpoint, but you know what? Call it.
Danny's a
It's
junior lifeguard. Don't forget that.
oh yeah, I mean that's true. I
That's
mean,
a long time ago.
I need like, I think I gotta do it for 25 to 50, like I need it to be in the 25 to 50 range. 12K is great. Don't get me wrong. That would be, I'd love that. But like, if I went tomorrow, I physically don't think I could do it. I think I would just like, I would need to train for something like this. And if I'm going to train for something like this, I want to train for something more than 12K. So I think that's where kind of my head's at. Like, if you're dropping me down on that fucking island tomorrow, I mean, I'm gonna be making a fool of myself trying to like not. I'm gonna be CT, fat CT, trying to like get through that shit.
So anybody that's not going to come in second, then let's just drop the fuck out of this, right?
Yeah. I mean,
Yeah.
if I'm
Why not?
Kylan, I mean, I guess you got pride and stuff, but like, damn. Anyways, that was a good one.
Maybe, the Filipino travel board will hear this and offer us money to replicate
Yeah.
it.
I mean, we've talked about this before. I do love like an adult camp kind of thing where you go away for the weekend and you drink and you have a good time and you do challenges from, from the challenge. I'm into that, and
I
I'll
mean,
pay for that.
it's
But
kind of like If you ever did like one of those obstacle course races or a Tough Mudder, something like that, it's kind of like that, but obviously like way more intense. But I think there is like that element, like there's obstacles. It's kind of fun in that way. I don't know why. There's just something about this particular final that I was like, as I'm watching it, I'm just kind of, it just seemed in a weird way fun to me, which is really like, I mean, I totally respect that is super hard. I don't. You know, and I'm not saying I could finish or do it or even hang with those people. I could probably swim well in that, but like that's probably about it. The rest would be really tough. So,
Time to get juicy
with Jameson's Juicy Deets.
What's up? Happy New Year. Let's hope, I hope everyone and wish everyone a happy New Year full of deets and just fucking of all your friends. You get all the juicy deets of all your friends or people you hate, and you just can just blackmail them. Okay, here's the first deet. Guys, Jordan was seen on the streets of New York without pants on, just a coat. He was running into a hotel. He ran out of a car, no pants. Couldn't see his butt or his tuchus, but you could just see him running around with a coat. I thought that was just a fun little deed to share.
Has he explained
No
what happened?
explanation. A fan saw him and recorded it, and he did a little wave, and who knows what he was coming from. I don't know what went down, but thought it was juicy.
Don't know
Cool,
what to add.
Chris got nothing on that. All right, next up we got Kara and a couple other challengers are talking about how production is approaching them with a contract thing for multiple seasons, where you sign up for multiple seasons versus a season at a time, like they've been doing. Obviously, there's, things in that contract. If you get injured or something, whatever happens, you're out. But yeah, multiple season contract is a new thing that MTV is trying to push on the players.
I'm not surprised they're doing this because now they have other places they can go, like Traitors, Villain, House of Villains, whatever that's
Oh, yeah.
called. Like, I feel like they're popping up in different places. They're probably offering them more money than they would usually get. And, you know, I'm sure if they're in a contract for 3 years, that takes away any of those opportunities.
Yeah, seems smart. Especially we talked about Bananas already too for this season, had some other thing you're supposed to go do.
Yeah.
I'm honestly kind of surprised they haven't done it
In the
earlier.
past, I know. I was shocked when I read it. I was like, oh, that's not a thing. Guys, Kyle got married. So him and his veneers are married. He locked down now. Those pearly whites. Tori, I want to shout out my buddy Chris here. Tori is really pushing the OnlyFans. Got some great comments from some of her OnlyFans. So I just want to promote it for her. She's my girl. If you're looking for, someone to look at on OnlyFans, Tori's there.
Jameson, you don't need to confirm or deny this out loud to us, but maybe just give us, you know, some sign if you
I don't
contribute to.
contribute.
You
How much
don't.
does it cost a month, Jameson?
I have a joint bank account with my wife. The other day I bet $25 when I was in Jersey on DraftKings, and immediately she said, "So you play DraftKings, huh? What the fuck?" And you know. And last but not least, guys, TJ was inducted into the Southern Sports Hall of Fame this week. Good for him.
I
Motocross.
assume for his BMX
Yeah.
work.
Yeah.
X Games, baby.
That's the deets.
MVP of the episode, Chris.
My MVP of this episode, I'm torn between two options here, but I'm gonna just give it to the women. I know that's like four MVPs, but like we said that this is potentially like the greatest women's final, and it really is turning out to be that way. I mean, they are showing up the guys consistently. They're all finishing before the guys consistently. Other than Jordan, like, I mean, Jenny is coming right after Jordan. I think all Tori, Michelle, and Rachel have all finished a leg in front of, you know, right behind Jenny, or like as number two and three of the whole group. They have been very impressive in this final so far. And yeah, shout out to the women. I'm excited to see who wins this one. And Dare I say, I mean, I feel like Michelle's kind of earned her place here a little bit. She's annoying. I hate to say it. I still find her annoying, but I do think she is, earning her spot as a competitor here. So.
I almost made that my killed it or sent it home. Were we wrong about it? I think we were. I think she has earned her place. Makes me sick to say it, but
Yeah, sick to my
yes.
stomach.
Jameson.
I'm gonna puke like Jordan. Yeah, no, Chris, that's a great one. They've been killing it this whole finale. I feel so bad for Rachel though. Like, man, you can just see it in her eyes, even in her interviews. She's just like, oh, like I think if she didn't have, maybe it's the swimming. I don't know what it is, but that's another conversation. I'm gonna give it to, I could give it to the females too. I think that's great, but I'm gonna give it to Jordan. Jordan is just, there's something about this guy. He was born for this show. He was just born to be on a show like this. The dude just doesn't quit. He has no, and he doesn't look like tired. He just kind of like looks like he's, it's no, another day in the park. It's pretty awesome to watch, man. And he just always, every single time brings it. And he could win a lot of these challenges if, I think, if he was on the show longer.
I agree with you. It's a shame that he isn't on it more often. And I was going to give it to him, but it's almost expected at this point from him,
Yeah.
where I'm going to give it to Jenny because I feel like not her best season, did just enough to get into the final, and now she's dominating. I know she's in the middle of a breakdown, so if she quits, this will age poorly, but right now, like, she just was crushing it. Like, so I feel like the old Jenny's back just in time for the final. Loser of the episode, Chris.
My loser, and I think everybody has been enjoyable in this finale. So my loser is Kylan. With what I just said in mind, I think it's just unfortunate for him in a way, but I do think swimming is important, and that's on him. I think he's probably going to be doing a lot of swimming in the off season because that's the kind of person he is. But he's cramping in his legs, his hands. It hasn't been a good look for him, especially with everybody all season saying he's like a guy to beat. It seems like, if you lost a leg to Kylan right now, you'd look pretty bad. So yeah, I feel for him. I do think he's given a lot of effort. It's just he's the loser just out of circumstance right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Kylan too. He just kind of disappointment. Even though I know the swimming thing, but come on, like he really has done great this season. He's been kind of, I wouldn't have been shocked if he would be leading right now, but he's not. He's really losing pretty bad, so.
It has to be Kylan. The two things I know about this guy are he loves the challenge and he's super athletic, and he just seems to be so dismayed right now. If you had said, hey, one of these eight people is going to get so pissed, they're going to piss all over one of the signs, who's it going to be? I never would have picked Kylan,
No.
So I feel really bad for him. And I agree, he's going to spend a lot of time in a pool because I think he cares enough to get better. So until next week, that's it from the Tribunal.
Don't be a quitter.
Don't be a lamb.
You guys killed it.
You did. You killed it.
Made it.
Show me the way to go home.
Home. I'm
I'm
tired
tired
and I want to go to
of
bed.
John.
this.
To
I
drink
dreamt
about
about
an
it an
hour
hour ago
ago.
and it got straight to my head.
I guess we should watch Jaws and do a podcast about that.
Anytime.
Ha 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 ha.
Ha ha ha.